while every head is bowed. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Him. Thank you, Father, that all the glory is the Lamb. Thank you for that love, oh Lord, that is so ravishing. Thank you, Lord, for the love that is so transforming. Thank you, Lord, for the love that is so patient and kind and long-suffering, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the love that is faithful beyond compare. Lord, again, as we delight in you, because that is what your word does as it works effectually in us. It causes us to just delight in you. Delight in who you are and what you are to us and what you are in us. Lord, thank you that we are now the sons of God. Oh, that we cry out to our Father. Oh, our Father that, again, not just sees us, but we've taken that place with Him in sonship. Lord, we have the same opportunity. We have the same access. We have the same grace that so wants to fellowship with us. Thank you so much, my Father. My Abba Father. Oh, glory. Glory. Glory to you. And Lord, only you can constrain. And Lord, only you can have that love that causes us to just hold together. Lord, again, for one another's sake today, may the Spirit just perform it all. What a precious time it is. And Lord, it is all to your glory, all to your thanksgiving. We give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He's good to us. Oh, 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 oh. He's good to all His children. I'm just thank God that I know it. And I haven't even scratched the surface. Neither have you. I'm just beholding in a glass darkly. But it's going to be face to face. And I'm asking the Father, I don't want to be pleading, but I'm asking. This morning, please. This morning, face to face, please. Send our beloved bridegroom. Let me hear that trumpet. Glory! Hallelujah! All right, and on to glory we go. We'll be going into Judges chapter 16, Genesis chapter 35. But praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. And I thank God that we all can rejoice and believe Him that, yes, this has been one of the richest weeks of our lives. I can testify of that personally. So much more opportunity for all of that wonderful faith. So much more thanksgiving to God for the need that He increased this week for more of Him. Amen? Isn't that what it's about, more of Him? Well, that's how He does it. Hello. Yep. How He gets us in a precious, tender way onto His breast, into that throne of grace, the fiery trial. And it ain't strange. I get it. I thank God I know it. And I'm praising Him for it with you today. Praise His name. But where He's landed us in His heart today, and this is for all, but this is especially sweetly on my heart for young people this morning. And I pray that if there's a young person on your heart, and if it be moved of the Lord, have them to listen to this today. But what will your life be? What will your life be? Will the Lord prevail? Or will it be the glory of the Lord has departed. It seems like such an obvious decision, but as I believe when we spend a few minutes here today, you can understand why the hesitation and the quandary for many a life in making this decision. And I'd like to begin remembering the life of Samson. Samson, a precious brother. I love reading and enjoying the faithfulness of God in my family. Samson's our family. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. My precious brother in Christ. Mighty testimony of what God can do in a life. Mighty testimony of what God wants to do in a life. But as the Lord dealt with him time and time again, as each one of those monumental moments in his life came, my heart grieves for my brother because the answer really was always the same and finally came out. I don't want God's choice for my life. Get me what pleases me. Get me what pleases me. This statement, brothers and sisters, summed up his unwillingness to yield to God. This statement summed up, yes, he loved the Lord, but he loved his fleshly desires preeminently or above his love for God. And as I'm sure most, if not all, know here today, Samson's self-will became his complete blindness. Not just literally was he blinded, but spiritually he was blinded. Samson's hardness, Samson's unwillingness to submit to the anointing that God had placed upon his life, caused him to be put into prison, to be in bondage and chained for pretty much his entire life. And I want you to understand, in this day, in this age, with the anointing that God has poured forth through Paul's gospel, if you think that Samson had an anointing on his life, I have news for you. You have the double portion. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the value of his anointing, brothers and sisters, it never changes. To whom much is given, much is required. Much is desired. Much is needed. He needs your praise. He needs your fellowship. He needs your thanksgiving. With that anointing that he had given to Samson, and the refusal that Samson met him with, the worst of all for Samson was not the blindness, was not the imprisoning. The worst of all was the defiance cost him his anointing. And if you look there in Judges 16, read with me the 19th and 20th verse. It says, "And Delilah made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, Philistines, be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him." Brothers and sisters, we continue to go our stubborn way of the flesh. The world, represented in these Philistines, will be right there to devour you. You will not get away from it. You cannot serve God and mammon. By the grace of God, there is anointing and anointing upon your life. that needs to be heeded. Now there was another brother. His name was Jacob. Now Jacob was a man that had a fight against his flesh, just as mighty as what was going on in Samson's life. Time and time again, the Lord met with Jacob. Monumental moments. But oftentimes, he was reluctant too. He was hesitant. But finally, when it all came down, when God had pinned him, literally, when God put his thigh out of joint, Jacob surrendered. Jacob surrendered. He submitted to God. Jacob made the choice, I will arise and go to Bethel. Yep, he said, I'll go to Bethel. And what Bethel means is the house of God. What finally Jacob decided is, I will arise and go to the house of God. What Jacob decided is, Lord, I'll submit. I want your way. I want your leading. Amen. Now Jacob, I want you to really make note of this. He was no better than Samson. Not at all. Matter of fact, if anything, he was worse. He really was. He was a conniver. He was self-serving beyond a rascal. But the difference was, brothers and sisters, he broke. He did. He broke. He surrendered. And he finally said, Lord, have your way. Isn't that amazing? Have your way. And the moment he makes that choice, brothers and sisters, the moment that he says, Lord, it's going to be your way, I want you to turn over to Genesis 35, 9 and 10. And let's see what met him when he surrendered to God. That's Genesis 35, 9 and 10. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. Let me tell you something. What a blessing it is when you let God. Didn't end there though. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. He called his name God Prevails. That's the name, and that's the meaning of Israel. God prevails. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm just going to tell you, how much clearer could it be? Young people that might be listening today, how much clearer could it be? We go the way of our fleshly desires. We go out from hearing the word of the Lord as we're hearing today with a stiff neck before God. We go the way unwilling to submit to God. The result is the glory and the anointing of the Lord will eventually depart. It's just what it is. And what's left is an assured thing every single time. It's a life of loss. It's a life of I wish I had. It's a life of I wasted my life. It's a life that chooses to be imprisoned by lies. It's a life that decides to be blind to the abundance of the life that has been waiting there for you all the time. Isn't that something? And to think that God gave his son. And you know how he gave his son for you. We just came through Easter time last week, the remembrance of him upon that cross. The hands pierced for you, the feet, the spear thrust in his side, the mocking, his skin just torn from his body. You have to know, in all the suffering, he was just like an exposed piece of meat upon that cross. There was no beauty there to behold. There were no long locks of beautiful hair, I'm confident, that were left, if there were that at all. He was stripped naked. He was abused beyond. And that wasn't even worthy to be compared with he was made sin. He was made that sin for you. Now the Father gave his Son for you. The Father gave his Son for you to have the anointing upon your life that you have. See, without the Father giving his Son for you, as he did, you would never have that anointing upon your life. You would have never had the privilege of the beauty of the blood of the Lamb to be applied. We would never have the time to come in here in fellowship as the family of God, to rejoice that we are in this age of the bride for the Lamb, to rejoice in that precious gospel given to Paul, the anointing that he's given you here today, to have an ear to hear that, to have a heart to believe that. You and I would never have that privilege without him to give his Son as he gave him. There's a responsibility. That is a gift, a reward, a privilege, an heirship, sons of God, that needs to be cherished beyond anything. As the word of God has told you, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man, no event, no mountain, no heartache, no shame take from you. Amen. And that was his pleading with Samson. The anointing that he had given him from his parents to the ones that loved him. Samson, wake up. Oh, of what you have been given, the power, the evidence, the revelation, the word. Praise God. The high tower of God coming forth, even out of your hands, time and time again. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it, bridal ones? Oh, yeah. Brothers and sisters, refusing that, ignoring that, it's a life of loss. But I'm here by God's grace to encourage to go the way of submission. I'm encouraged this morning to say, by the grace of God, take what he's given you the bended knee. Amen? Oh, yes. We go the way of the Lord, as that brother said, oh, have mercy upon me. Then I'll tell you what, we receive the greatest blessing any life could ever have. God prevails. See, I don't want to prevail because I can't. And I know one way that God's prevailing in my life. And I want to show you all. It's right here. It's right here. This is it. This is His mercy. This is His grace. Now, it sounds so good. And I'll tell you what, it is so good. And I know there's many that have been looking at that for years, but it always seems so far away. Huh? Come on. So elusive to my grasp. Well, I'll tell you what, God's going to clear it up right now. I told you. We're moving. This ain't no hard thing to get. Simplicity of the gospel of Christ cuts to the chase every time. It's answered by the one question. One question. That sweet question that Jesus asked Peter. Do you love me? Isn't that wonderful? He didn't ask him, now, wait a second, you got to get this right and get that right. And you know, how many of this did you do and what, how many? Asked him one question. Same question he asked you. He's asking you right now. Do you love me? Do we really love the Lord enough to yield? Do we really love the Lord enough to yield? Do we love the Lord enough to bend the knee? Do I really love the Lord enough to fully surrender? Or am I going to go out of this place once again that it's going to be my walk with God on my terms? Don't. Don't do that. Is He really the captain of my salvation? Is He really the captor of my heart? Is where He leads, gladly I will follow? Well, I'll tell you what, to those whose hearts are breaking and melting right now, God is prevailing. Because you're answering. Jesus, I love you. And it's okay, you can praise Him. Because the transformation has begun. But ones that might still be a little cold, putting it off another day. If you are still going to fool yourself that there's going to be a more convenient time, Did you hear that? Maybe the enemy is confirming with you right now. Oh, believe it or not, the enemy can confirm even in this place if you're not going to yield to God. But maybe the enemy's confirming with you right now, I'm just fine living the way that I've been living. I've been there. And I don't ever want to go there again. Because I'm not fine with anything of me. I'm not. But the enemy will sure tell you you are. He'll tell you you are just right to live in that hardness. Just right to live in all that fallow ground. That no water, no moisture, pretty much no life can reach. And all I can tell you is beware. Because if it hasn't happened already, before long, the glory and the anointing upon your life, it'll depart. It won't be there. Like Samson. Wouldn't that have been awful? His walk with God and what he knew, but yet he just squandered it away. Thank God for the reaction. Well, I'm going to, no. Honey, you just took that for granted. It was just something, you know, that bridal stuff was just head knowledge. Do you see the same? Do you see the parallel here? The Lord is either your first love or he's not. That's it. He's either preeminent in all of it or he's not. And I'm going to tell you, if it's going to be the way of hardness and another day of stiff neck, the shackles and blindness, if it's not already on you, it's waiting. But all I can tell you is don't wait. Especially young people. Don't wait. Do you love him? There might be one out there today, he's got your attention. And if there's just one, that's who he's preaching to. Do you love him? Well, let that break your heart. And let that bring, as the Word of God says, a contrite spirit. Let it bring a repentant heart. Let it bring a heart that says, I'm sorry. Sorry. And I'll tell you what, it'll bring to your lips, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love to tell him I love him, don't you? He's told me he's loved me since ages past, so I got to catch up. I love you, Jesus. And I'll tell you what. He's brought my life to the house of bread. And God has prevailed. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, we thank you. for Jesus. And it's in His sweet name that we just come boldly, dancing before You today. I know hearts are dancing. I thank You, Lord, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am so grateful that salvation with eternal glory is in our sights. And Lord, it's becoming, if by any means, we are a delirious bunch. And Lord, continue to do Your work. Continue, God, by Your grace to let us take the grace to go on. Lord, to pursue You as You are pursuing us. Lord, as You're looking through the lattice at Your love, that we're looking back at You. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Will it be today that You say, Son, go get her. Lord, let us press for that mark, for the prize of the high calling of God. It's all in Jesus. Thank You, thank You, thank You. And thank You for our heavenly language that You've given us. Because, Lord, it's got to be that today to adequately tell You all the mysteries that You've given us to speak to You. Thank You for the bridegroom. Thank You for the bridegroom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.